Because we're not filled with the Holy Ghost, are we?
No, no.
We're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? So,
God has given me to you.
Amen.
How does
we receive.
Yes, and I know that. And even driving here yesterday, the Lord was ministering to my heart. When I say the Lord spoke to me, I mean He ministers to my heart.
Amen?
Amen. I don't hear an audible voice. Okay? He just ministers to our heart. The inner man. The inner man has ears.
Yes.
That's what our brother was preaching about last night. Boy, I bet you guys are just full of the Word of God since he's been here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. A lot of meat there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's like a big steak. You've got to chew on it all a real long time.
Yes.
It makes your head spin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Have we got is there a marker pen available? Do we have one?
If not, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, the psalm that the brother wrote, that read yesterday morning, or last night. Read Psalms 133 again for me, please. Everybody turn to Psalms 133. I got one. What I'm going to teach you this morning is in this little booklet, and they're free. I got a couple of dozen of them if you want them. Amen? So you can go through this. So, go ahead, brother. Read nice and loud. You got a good voice.
Yeah. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Amen.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
So there's something in that psalm regarding the anointing oil and unity. Amen?
Amen.
So there's, maybe you understand, you've tasted, all of us have tasted the power of his resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
That's the anointing. That's the inner man. When the inner man is anointed, the Holy Ghost releases out of you and flows out of you. How many have ever got the anointing when they've been singing? Amen?
Amen.
How many know you can sing two or three songs in the flesh? Amen? And the next song, all of a sudden, poof, the anointing arrives. Amen? And it doesn't come from above. It comes from within you. Amen?
Amen?
We are all members of Christ, and every one of you can be anointed. I don't want you to see me today like our sister prayed. I want Christ in me to flow out of you.
That's right.
And since I've been here, Christ has been flowing out of you to me.
Amen.
I've received prophetic word. I've received prayer. I've received so many things by the Spirit of God through you. Amen?
Amen.
And that's how it's supposed to work. It's not up and down. We're serving one another. We love one another. So this anointing oil, I sought the anointing when I was very young in the Lord. I've known the Lord for 40 years. So when we first get saved, we want faith and we want power. Amen?
Amen.
We all want that. But after God works in us for a while, we want power in prayer.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Not just when we preach. We want, the more you pray and the more you consecrate your life, the more power and anointing of and life of a resurrection starts to flow out of you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Have you ever gone down the store and walked around the store and all of a sudden the anointing starts flowing out of you? Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't have to just flow in this room. The anointing is the same in Nigeria as it is here. Amen. Can you say amen? It's the same Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I don't know which way God's going to take me, but I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost lead me this morning. Amen?
Amen.
So, how many have been anointed in prayer? You've been praying, and all of a sudden you start weeping and crying and broken, and you start to get really... How many have ever had a prayer anointing like that? Amen?
Amen.
How many have ever spoken in tongues, and you're speaking in tongues, and you're natural, in your understanding, and... All of a sudden the anointing joins in. Amen. How many ever prayed like that?
That's right.
How many have ever gotten a burden from the Lord? It's a good day. It's a happy day. You're not sad about anything. Suddenly, that's a Holy Ghost word. Suddenly a burden appears in your spirit. And you don't even know what it's about and you have to pray it out. Anybody ever had to pray out a burden for a wayward brother or sister? Amen. For a son or a daughter? Amen. You don't even know what you're praying about. You don't even get the revelation of what you're praying about. But you're not satisfied until you pray out that burden. Amen? Because we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit of God maketh intercession for us. Amen?
Amen.
He knows how to pray through us. So you've tasted the anointings in different ways and different flavors. Amen?
Amen.
And you know, how many have ever been preaching on the... And you'll start on one topic. Maybe you'll start preaching on a few scriptures here. And maybe in the middle of that preaching, you start to preach and mention about forgiveness. And as soon as you mention about forgiveness, the anointing comes. Amen? So what does the Holy Ghost want to preach on that morning?
Forgiveness.
But you're so stubborn, you're going to go back to your teaching. Amen? And when you go back to the teaching, the anointing vanishes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many have ever missed the anointing? Huh? I see all those hands. Yeah, I see all those hands. How many have missed the anointing? How many have ever got something and it was just a good idea and you got all excited about it and you found all the scriptures about it and then you went over there and you began to, you said, well, I better go see sister. The Lord's telling me to go give her a word and I've got a word and I know I got to go see her. And you get over there and she's saying, you're not ministering to me. Amen? So it was a good idea. It was of your flesh. Amen?
Amen.
But you tried to drag the Holy Ghost into it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many ever tried to drag the Holy Ghost into something?
Amen?
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 Amen. See, you know what I'm getting at. So there's something in here about the Holy Ghost here. It's very deep when we get into it. And I'll just, you know, I'm not as deep spiritually or in the scriptures as deep as our brother last night. He's very deep in the Word of God. Praise God. And this will give you, we'll follow this little outline for a while and I'll just let the Holy Ghost take over.
Amen.
So when we're talking about today, I want you to see something here that you have to see in order to be an overcomer and victorious. You must understand that the old man is dead and crucified. Amen?
Amen.
How many remember I preached that last time I was here? Amen. And so when we look at the cross, remember I talked about the cross, the blood of the cross? So when we look at the cross here, we know that there's in this direction here, back to Adam, and this direction here is our inheritance, and this direction here is access to God, and this direction here is below, under our feet. Amen?
Amen?
So we know that there's blood between us and Adam. We have the blood of Christ. Amen? And we have blood here, and we have blood here, and we have blood here, we have blood here, we have blood here, and we have the blood on Christ himself. Amen?
Amen.
So what I wanted you to see was that there's blood between me and Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? The old man. That's when it gives you all the trouble. There's the blood of Christ between us and Adam, not the blood of animals. Amen?
Amen.
Not the blood of the law. But the living blood of Jesus Christ that's alive forevermore. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the blood is there between you there, and the blood is here in our future, in whom we have obtained an inheritance. Amen? So this is our inheritance, our kingdom of God, and our eternal life, and everything that you've been, that brother's been preaching about. So we have the blood of Christ between us and our future. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Our future is guaranteed. Amen.
Amen.
By the guarantor, Christ Jesus. Amen. Out of Hebrews. Amen. He's our guarantor. He guarantees. He's our co-signer.
Yes.
Amen. So we have the blood that between us, my past and my future. So Satan can't steal my destiny. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you know, so, and he can't remind me of my past. Even my Christian past. How many have sinned since they've been a Christian? Yes, I see all those hands. Amen? So the blood of Christ washes us from our sins every day.
Amen.
And how many have put Satan under their feet? How can we do that? Because of the blood.
Amen?
Amen? And here we have access with God. Amen?
Amen?
In whom we have access with boldness and with confidence by the faith of him in Ephesians chapter 3. Amen?
Amen?
So we have blood here between us, and God wants you to come into his presence.
Hallelujah.
Wants you to come in and fellowship with him. Amen?
Amen.
That's when you turn the phone off. And you say, I'm going to go spend time. How many have ever had a doctor appointment? Amen?
Amen.
Have you ever missed that appointment? Huh?
Yes.
Make an appointment with God today. Amen? And don't miss it. Make an appointment with the Lord today. Make it up in your mind. I'm going to make an appointment with the Lord. I don't care what happens. I'm going to make an appointment today with the Lord. I know I'm busy. I know things are going on. But I'm going to fellowship with Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You will be rewarded by His presence. You've got to come in by the blood though. Amen. You cannot enter His presence and into his, have access and into the Father through Christ Jesus by the blood. The high priest had to bring the blood in once a year. He could not enter or go through the veil without the blood of animals. Amen? But we have the blood of Christ and we can enter in boldly to the most holy place. Amen?
Amen?
So go in by the blood. Don't go in by your reputation. You can't go in there because you prayed 12 hours. You can't go in there because you know the whole Bible. You can't go in there because your uncle is a Christian. You've got to go in because you're a Christian. Amen? And that's where your life is. All right. So, we see His sufferings on this side of the cross, amen? And His death and burial, right? And over here we have ascension. Ascension and resurrection, right? All right, so you cannot get to resurrection unless you also... You need this side of the cross. You need the whole cross. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Okay, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from your sins. Amen?
Amen.
But the blood of the cross will crucify you. How many like that? Amen?
Amen.
If I said to you today, how many would love to carry, would like to bear the Ark of the Covenant? How many would put up their hands? Amen?
Amen.
It would be a great honor and a great privilege to bear the Ark of the Covenant. Amen? How many would take up the cross? Amen. They're the same. They're one and the same, you know. Okay, so Jesus, take up your cross daily. Amen?
Amen.
So if I take up the cross, if I put this cross on my shoulder today, right? Amen? Is the blood behind me? Is the blood behind me? Is the blood protecting my back?
Yes.
Is the blood under my feet?
Yes.
And the devil's under. Is the blood ahead of me?
Yes.
The blood? Is my Father and I have a communion and fellowship because of the blood? Amen?
Amen.
So if I took up the Ark of the Covenant, I'm taking up the glory and the power of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If I take up the cross, I'm taking up all that He won for us.
Hallelujah.
I begin with victory every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see that? Take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after Christ. All right. So, today I want to talk about the ingredients of the anointing oil that you have tasted and experienced, but you may not know this. In Exodus chapter 30, because there's something in the anointing oil that's similar to the unity of the body of Christ. There's something there that we have to learn and see. So, in Exodus chapter 30, chapter 30, we're going to learn about the ingredients of the anointing oil. Now, when we talk about the anointing oil, we're talking about the anointing oil that's mixed together with the ingredients that's used to anoint everything in the tabernacle and to anoint the priesthood and to anoint kings and to anoint prophets. Amen?
Amen.
That they used to pour on them. But the other incense in the Word of God is the frankincense, the onycha, the stack, and the galbanum that went on the altar of incense. It's a dry mix. Those spices are mixed together. They're dry. Then they put them on the coals of the altar of incense. And that speaks of ascension and resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
So myrrh speaks of His sufferings. Because when He was born, what did they bring Jesus for a gift? Frankincense and myrrh. Amen? So the myrrh represented that He would die for us, amen, and His sufferings. But the frankincense represents His resurrection for us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you see that? You've got to see death, burial, and resurrection everywhere in the Word of God. Okay, so that's why I did that. So you see this. Even though our flesh is being dealt with by the Holy Ghost, we can live in the resurrection life of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into His death. Amen.
Amen.
that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we also should walk in the newness of life by the walking in the Spirit, or walking in the light, walking in the Word, walking in love. Amen?
Amen.
Not walking like we used to walk. You still with me?
Yes.
All right. So let's look at that in Exodus chapter 30. Amen. Verse 22. So this is the divine recipe that God has ordained to make the anointing oil. It's nothing, you can't change it. Okay? They couldn't change it. And moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels. That's a divine measurement. Of sweet cinnamon, half so much. And of 250 shekels. Of sweet calamus, 250 shekels. Of cassia, 500 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, and the oil all of a hin. And thou shalt make it a oil of holy ointment, and the ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. Amen?
Amen.
So the first ingredient there is myrrh. And myrrh is a little tree, little balsam tree. It's in Yemen at that Bible times. But you understand, in the Bible times, the way there was a whole spice trade going on. Spices were very valuable. And from Africa, India, from Saudi Arabia, there was spice trains. Camels, maybe 100 camels together. And they would be carrying spices on them. And they would be traveling through the desert. And they had secret places where they had water wells that were secret. And the spice trails are so heavily trotted in there that even from space they can still see those spice trails. Amen?
Amen.
So myrrh was highly sought after. It's the spice of kings. Kings love myrrh. It's a gift you give to a king. Amen. Like they did with Jesus. So myrrh has some spiritual characteristics to it that are very interesting. First of all, myrrh means to be broken open and to flow freely. So with the little mercury, you can understand in southern Arabia, the ocean is there, and in the morning the dew comes rolling in, and this little mercury doesn't get any rain. All it gets is dew. It thrives in that hot environment with just a little bit of dew. Amen? Just a little bit of anointing, and you can get through the day. Can you say amen? Because we're in a hostile environment, aren't we? Amen? We're in a hostile environment. We're waiting, like our brother says, to be taken to the Lord. Amen? So this hostile environment is very hot and very arid, very dry. But every morning, the dew comes rolling in and refreshes that tree, and that tree grows there. And when the branch is broken by the wind, or an animal might rub its horns against it, or if you take a knife and you cut that tree, it bleeds immediately. That myrrh. And when they get that resin, that sap, that myrrh flows out of there freely, and they dry it, and then it's a very, very, and then they're able to transport it and sell it, whatever they want to do. Can you see that? All right. So we know that these anointing oils and these spices, and by the way, the word spice means broken open. How many have ever been broken open by God?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then every time you're broken open, there's a greater release of the anointing. The Word of God says that I might know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. We're talking about what happened to Christ, His afflictions, His sufferings. And He told us we're gonna experience the same things. How many have ever been persecuted because you were preaching the gospel? How many have ever been mocked or laughed at? Amen. How many have ever been spit on? Has anybody been beaten up for Jesus? Amen. See what I'm getting at? How many have resisted unto blood? Anybody here resisted unto blood? Amen. Nobody? All right. So, Jesus is the myrrh.
That's right.
And He's the myrrh. And His sufferings are in our life, whether we like it or not. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So, Here, in this first ingredient, there's a 500 shekel measurement. God has measured out how much sufferings we are going to suffer. Yeah, you almost got excited there. It's okay, because the reward is Christ when he finishes. So Christ suffered on our behalf, amen? So he's on the cross, he's the myrrh, he's broken open, amen? And what comes out of his mouth when he's broken open? What did he say from the cross? He said to the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen? So when Christ was under the greatest affliction and the greatest test and trial of sufferings, love and forgiveness came out of his mouth. Amen? Amen? Love and forgiveness came out. So when we're broken open, when you're broken open, what comes out of your mouth? Amen? Is it the sweet water of Christ, or is it that old nature, that old man? Amen? What do we want to come out of our mouth? So when you're being persecuted, that's not the time to be the lion of the tribe of Judah. When you're being persecuted, you must be the lamb. You're going to need this in Canada very soon, because they're changing laws and they're going to persecute us. Amen?
Amen.
So, what's coming out of your mouth in your marriage? Hello? What's coming out of your mouth with your brothers and sisters? I pray none of you are on the internet attacking anybody. Is that old man or new man? Is that the inner man or the outer man? You see what I'm saying? Be sure. And if somebody attacks you, just be like the lamb. Just go into the lamb mode. Amen. Just say, even though they attack me, even though they say those things about me, I'm going to do what Jesus said. He said to leap for joy. He told me to count it all joy. Amen. He told me to, when I'm persecuted, I'm just like Jesus. Amen. See, we all want to be like Jesus when we lay hands and cast out devils, and when people get sick and get healed and miracles. But he wants us to be like him under the offense of persecution. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So myrrh is in our life whether we like it or not. You will be broken open.
Amen.
I'm telling you, because I am here, you will be broken open. Not because of me, but because of Christ leading me here. Amen?
Amen.
Yahoo! Can't wait! Amen? Because it'll make you a better Christian.
Amen.
It'll make you a real Christian. If I held up a piece of gold and told you it was gold, would you believe it? How would you test that gold to know it was pure gold? It would have to go into the fire. Amen? If I held up a piece of silver and said this is 99.9% pure silver, and you say, okay, but you take my word for it, but maybe it isn't. The only way to test it is to put it in the fire. The refining pot is for the silver, and the furnace is for gold. Amen. All right. So we have that first ingredient, myrrh. Myrrh is very important in your life. So don't think it's strange, the fiery trial that you're going to face and go through. Amen? It's normal. If they hated Jesus, they're going to hate you.
That's right.
Especially if you're anointed. The anointing attracts persecution. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See? Just like a magnet. A magnet attracts iron. Amen? The anointing attracts persecution. And you need it. Yahoo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did Brother Hope preach on last night about the church of Smyrna? That's the myrrh church. Smyrna is a suffering church in Revelations. Laodicea is the lazy church. No anointing. Smyrna is the suffering church. Laodicea is a church that has all kinds of money, but no anointing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What do you want? Anointing. Amen. But Smyrna, Jesus said to Smyrna, you're rich in Christ. But he said to Laodicea, who is rich in worldly things, you're poor, naked, wretched. See what I'm saying? Something's big. Sufferings are big in the eyes of God. We don't go out and look for it. It'll come your way. You're getting this? You're getting a hold of this?
Yes.
And every one of us have been measured the sufferings of Christ. And God knows exactly which ones you need to keep them close to you. Amen. That I might know him in the fellowship of his sufferings and the power of his resurrection. That if you split that scripture, that I might know him in the fellowship of his sufferings, is for your old man. The outward man must perish every day. But that, you know, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection, that's the resurrected life.
Hallelujah.
That's this side of the cross. I know him in his sufferings, and I also know him in the power of his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
See what? The outer man has to be kept in check by the suffering, and the inner man has to be rewarded with the power and the life of his resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
It's really easy to get a big head when people start getting delivered or getting miracles or getting set free. Amen? Or God starts to bless you and favor you. It's really easy to get a big head. But the myrrh will keep you humble. How many? I'd rather be humbled and broken by God. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus took the bread, and what did he do with the bread? He broke it. Where was the bread when he broke it? And he lifted it up to the Father. Amen. He blessed it. Amen. And then it multiplied. Jesus has taken every one of us and broken us in his hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yahoo! I've been broken by the world and I don't like it. Godly sorrow worketh death. I don't like that breaking. That's a bad breaking. But when you're broken in the hands that were nailed to the cross, amen? Then you can rest assured he knows what he's doing. How many want to multiply? How many want to be blessed? You must be broken.
Amen.
Yahoo! I got joy on me this morning. So anyway, so because he wants us to know him in the fellowship of his sufferings and in the power of the resurrection. You've got to have the blend of both. But myrrh is sweet to your nose when you burn it or when you put it in a perfume. It's very fragrant, very beautiful to your nose. There's nothing else that smells as beautiful, except maybe frankincense. But it is very bitter to your taste. Amen? So it's very sweet to your inner man, but it's bitter to your outer man. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Your flesh doesn't want this message. Amen. Your outer man, your carnal man, it doesn't want this message. The outer man and the carnal man don't want nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. Anybody know a scripture in Galatians that says that? Amen. The spirit and the spirit and the lust are fighting one another inside of you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Amen?
Amen.
The spirit, the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. God's not against you. Remember I preached out of Moab and I told you about Naomi. She says, you know, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me bitter because the hand of the Lord has been against me. The Lord is not against you, but he is against your flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
See? Because he says he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. All right, let's go a little bit more. Now, the next spice is cinnamon, and it's sweet cinnamon. So the sweet cinnamon is taken from when they had the cinnamon tree. They bruised the cinnamon tree in the old days, and they peel off the bark, and there's a soft layer underneath. Amen? And they take a scraper and they scrape it and it rolls up on the scraper and it looks like a little scroll. You've seen cinnamon sticks in the store with some of the ladies that have cooked with it.
Yeah.
So the myrrh represents the life of the myrrh tree. So this first ingredient is the free-flowing life of Christ that comes out of us through sufferings. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The next ingredient is sweet cinnamon. 250 shekels, half as much. So the main measurement here, the most measurement, is the measurement of sufferings. Now we have sweet cinnamon, half the measurement, 250 shekels. So what does that mean? That means cinnamon, when they take it, it's not the sap of the tree or the resin of the tree. It's the soft layer under the bark, which the sap travels through, which is from the soul of the tree. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many know God wants our souls to be sweet?
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
He wants us to be sweet.
Yes.
Even though we're going through suffering, we can count it all
joy.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's the sweetness. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding this?
Yes, sir.
So, cinnamon had to be bruised. And Jesus, it says he was bruised for our iniquities. Amen?
Amen.
And, So when we look at cinnamon, what color is cinnamon? Anybody know?
Brown.
Have a look at your arm. What color is that?
Brown.
Huh?
Brown.
Amen.
Black.
Yeah, black, brown. Yeah. How many know Jesus wasn't white?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's hard. That's a hard message to preach in a white church. Not hard to preach here. We know it. So, and I told you before, when I was growing up, and we used to have supper. My mother was we were living on Vancouver Island. My mother would say, I don't want you to go and play with the Indians. What color are Indians?
Brown.
Amen. So cinnamon kind of represents all the tribes and all the people of the world that are not white. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. You almost got excited there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But my mother would say, I don't want you playing with the Indians. If you ever marry an Indian woman, I'll disown you. Well, I married, my wife is high.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, and when I got baptized in the white, I got saved in a white Pentecostal, but we didn't have a baptismal tank, so I went and got baptized in a native Pentecostal church. They had a baptismal tank. And so when I don't like native people. But God was working at something that was hidden in my heart. And so I went to that baptismal service, and they threw me in the tank. Amen. And when I came out of the tank soaking wet, they started to hug me. Amen. Don't go to church if you don't want to be hugged. You shouldn't be coming to church.
Thank you, sir.
You know, that love was there. You know, and that love began to undo what my mother put in my heart by the enemy. She wasn't saved. She didn't even know it. But that love began to undo it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because love conquers all evil.
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Yes.
All right. So that there is something from the soul of a tree. Now we have something, the myrrh is from the life of the tree, the soul of the tree. And now the next ingredient is sweet calamus. Amen? And that is a reed that grows by the river. And they pluck it up and grind up the root. The root is very sweet. Amen? How many are from Nigeria here? You were plucked up and brought to Canada so God can grind you up, amen, and be some sweet of Jesus come out of you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's true. It's very true. Amen. And sweet calamus means upright, holy and upright. You guys have a lot of word in you. You should be living upright and holy. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You should. You've got more Bible in you than I do. Amen. Hallelujah. Which is wonderful. But see, now we got something from the root of a tree, a root of this plant. Amen? Now, the myrrh is a foreign ingredient. Cinnamon is a foreign ingredient. Sweet calamus is a foreign ingredient. It doesn't grow in Israel. And then we have cassia, which is like cinnamon, but it's the bark of a tree. The next ingredient is cassia. It's from the bark of a tree. It's like, it has a sweet aroma, and it's brown also. It looks like cinnamon. Sometimes when you buy cinnamon ground up, you're buying cassia and you don't know it. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and you can, you don't have to worry. You can, these are free, and you can take one later, and you can do your own searching and your own study.
Amen.
So, what does that mean, something from the bark of the tree? Well, if I really give myself to the Lord, and if I really go the way of the cross, and I really live a victorious life and an overcoming life, there'll be the sweet fragrance coming out of my life, my outer life doesn't look like the outer life of the world. My outer life looks different. My bark looks different. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And smells different. Now I want to talk to you about the cinnamon a little bit. The way we search for oil these days, you know how we go drilling for oil all over the world?
Yes.
In the time, like 300 years ago, they sought for spices the same way. And out of Europe came, out of the European countries, came ships loaded with men and to go and find spice all over the world. Because spice was very valuable. Amen? And they sailed down the coast of Africa and they bruised the cinnamon of Africa. You understand? They captured the cinnamon of Africa. You're the cinnamon.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yes.
And Satan's plan was to enslave the cinnamon. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And they raped the cinnamon. They murdered the cinnamon. They shot them. They captured them. And they put them in ships. And they brought them to America. Here comes the anointing of cinnamon. Amen.
Amen.
Satan meant it for evil. But those ships were full of to going to be Christians. Amen?
Amen.
They came over from Africa. And those ships were full of fivefold ministry.
Hallelujah.
Look today, where's the cinnamon today? Cinnamon today is ministering. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Do you understand that, you know, Satan meant it for evil, but God turned it for good.
Hallelujah.
See, it's just like when Joseph and his brothers surrounded him and attacked him and persecuted him and betrayed him. They sent him to Egypt, tied to a camel that's a part of a spice train. And Joseph was broken open because he wanted to run back to his father's love. But the Lord was taking him the other way where he was going to be needed in the future. Can you say amen?
Amen.
See what he's getting at? But he's tied to a spice train. He's tied to a camel's. He's broken open. And it's the same thing. The cinnamon was chained and taken all the way to America. And history tells us of the afflictions that they went through. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. But God decided to make something good out of that bad situation.
Hallelujah.
And out of there came anointed cinnamon. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Just think of anybody, any of the cinnamon that's ministering right now all over the world. They're anointed of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
But my point is, there is no anointing without the cinnamon. The anointing oil is incomplete without the ingredient of cinnamon. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We need the cinnamon. We need you. And you are the generation that is going to carry the glory of God.
Amen. Amen.
Cinnamon means holiness. Amen? And, you know, and when we talk about myrrh, we're talking about obedience unto death. The death of the old man. But we're also talking about obedience unto life.
Hallelujah.
The obedience of resurrected life. Amen?
Amen?
When you obey God, you end up obeying. And your obedience brings about resurrection life. Are you understanding this?
Yes.
Okay, so you are the cinnamon in Canada.
Hallelujah.
You see? I know you're going to universities and all that stuff and getting your education, which is great. But maybe, just maybe, God has another plan. Amen? Maybe after you get your certificates and your degrees and everything, maybe he'll just anoint you.
Amen.
And sow you into a nation, or sow you into Canada, sow you into a society that's not your own, but a different society.
Amen.
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 You understand what I'm getting at here? And then the last ingredient is anointing oil. That's olive oil, and it comes from the olive tree. So the olive berries have to be crushed under the weight of the millstone. Amen?
Amen?
You've got to be pressed. Amen? And God will press you until he gets oil out of your life. Amen? He'll press you until there's oil coming out of you.
Amen.
So now we've got the myrrh. We've got the sweet cinnamon. We've got the sweet calamus. We've got the cassia. And we've got the olive oil. Olive oil is the only one there that's native to Israel, that's you know, of the Bible land. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, He said he wanted to make that a compound after the art of the apothecary. That's how to make a perfume. He wants, God's looking for a certain smell. That's why he's gathering all these different ingredients. But to gather them is only the first phase. They must be found. They must be saved. They must be born again. They must be filled with the Holy Ghost. They must be baptized with the Word of God, amen, and filled with the Word of God. Love one another. He's just gathering ingredients.
Amen.
And now he wants to put them together. And it says there in verse 30, chapter 31, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Herb, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship." Amen. This is the man that God gave wisdom to. His name means in the light of God, or in very close and near to God, or in the shadow of God. Amen? There's no shadow with God, but he's just very near to God. And God filled him with wisdom, and he was the only one at the time who knew how to make this anointing oil. And you could have the tabernacle all set up, but if there's no anointing oil, God ain't coming. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And if there's no blood, he ain't going to be there. It takes blood and oil. The blood and the oil had to be put on the ear of Aaron and his sons and the Levitical priesthood in their consecration, and so that they could the blood and the oil work together. It's the Holy Ghost that makes the blood a reality to us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. So we have the pot.
Okay. Like this.
One pot. Amen. And then we have your ingredients. Now, myrrh would never have anything to do with cinnamon. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They're in different countries. They would never come together, but God has called them to come together. Same with the sweet cinnamon and the sweet calamus. Calamus would have nothing to do. They would never come together in any other way, but except God commanded them to come together. Because he ordained this recipe. So the myrrh, the cinnamon, the sweet calamus, the cassia, and the anointing oil have to all go into this pot. Amen?
Amen.
Because God wants them to get into that pot. And what they're all natural. They've all been taken up. And they're when the minute that they took that calamus out of the ground, it died. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They plucked it up by the root. So these ingredients are all natural ingredients. And they've been put into the pot. And this man has been given the how to put it, bring it together, and he represents the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
How many know the Holy Ghost is doing his work in you 24/7, whether you like it or not? Amen?
Amen.
He's changing you. He's transforming you. This is what we're talking about here. We're in one body. Amen? We're in one body. This pot is the church. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And we've all been tossed in there. I would never have nothing to do with you people. When before I was saved, it would be like this: touch me not, I'm vanity and pride and arrogance. Amen. I wouldn't have nothing to do with native people. I have nothing to do with nobody. You know, just that flesh. You know, but since the cross has been working in my life, can you say amen?
Amen.
Since Christ came to live in me, amen.
Yeah.
Now I can walk in the light of His Word and have fellowship one with another. So here we have the myrrh, and we have the sweet cinnamon, the sweet calamus, the cassia, and the olive oil going in there. Hallelujah. Now myrrh says, because we're all this way, myrrh says, I don't want to have nothing to do with cinnamon. What in the world am I doing in the pot with cinnamon? Amen? And sweet cinnamon and sweet calamus say, they kind of agree together because they're both sweet. And they say, we don't want nothing to do with myrrh. We don't want nothing to do with your sufferings. And you know, even though kings desire you and kings love you and all this stuff, and you feel you're really important and precious, we don't want a fellowship with you. But God put them in the pot together. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then we have the cassia. And the Cassius said, I don't want nothing to do with any of you. So what's in this pot right now is a bunch of selfish ingredients. Amen?
Amen.
See, as long as I stay self-centered and self-important, I won't go into the pot. I won't be blended in. Amen?
Amen.
So, but God intentionally threw us in the pot together so we get to know one another and get to love one another. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. So, now, the man over this is watching. So when you throw it into the pot, it looks like a great big mess. Right? Hard to identify the myrrh now. And the cinnamon, they're all mixed up. And the sweet calamus and the cassia and the olive oil. And he's stirring it up. Amen?
Amen?
The Holy Ghost is stirring us up. And so we all go into this pot. How long you stay in the pot, nobody knows. Only God knows. But here now that you're in the pot, he puts a lid on it. Amen? Good. Because when you put a lid on a boiling pot, and he puts fire under it. Amen? He puts fire under it, like this. He's going to boil it. Right? And he's going to build up a pressure here. And he wants them to combine together with heat and pressure. Heat does that. So the ingredients boil, and all of a sudden, and it starts to boil over, amen? And the scum, the top layer begins to come out like this, you know? Spill over, you know, like this? That's the scum of selfishness.
Hallelujah.
Of self, the old man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So, you know, how long you stay in that pot depends how stubborn you are. Anybody here got a stubborn problem? I do. Amen? Yes, we got to be very honest and transparent. It's not to be afraid of that. So, but God will put you in a circumstance that'll deal with your stubbornness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Deal with your pride.
Amen.
Deal with your lust. Amen?
Amen.
See, it's all natural ingredients that go in here, but now they're going through a spiritual procedure by the Holy Ghost, and they're being joined together. And after a while, there's a chemical reaction, amen? But there's also a Holy Ghost reaction. Now the Holy Ghost says, now that this work is going on, all of a sudden, cinnamon says, I like you, myrrh. You see? They start to get along. And myrrh says, I didn't know it, but I need your sweetness. Amen? And the reason why God gives us the sweetnesses of Christ, the riches of Christ, and the riches of his glory, is because when we go through sufferings and afflictions and persecutions, we need the sweetness of his love and his loving kindness.
Amen.
To carry us, amen?
Amen.
To get us to grow up and not to be afraid of persecutions or sufferings. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so you can see what's going on in the church, in the body of Christ right now. This is going on inside you right now. Because this is where you're transformed. Amen? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen?
Amen?
This is where eventually you don't have any more love for the world. This is just a type and a shadow of the Holy Ghost working in you. You understand that? But you may fail to recognize the benefit of it. So it's very painful in here. It's hot. It's a pressure. How many have ever been under pressure? You got to pass those exams. How many have to pass exams here? Amen? And the pressure of exams. I was in Malaysia in 1996, and they really, really, really put pressure on the students there to pass. They don't want you to fail. They shame the whole family if you fail. And the students came to the service, and we were preaching and teaching and ministering, and the Holy Ghost fell on them without asking me. Amen?
Amen?
The Holy Ghost fell on them without even checking with me first. Amen? Does he have to check with me?
No.
Can he do what he wants to do in this service? Can he preach what he wants to preach? He wants me to preach this to you. I'm not preaching this for the sake of preaching it. He told me to preach this to you. And then brother read the Psalms 133 last night. He didn't know I was going to preach on this this morning. Amen. He read that and he started off the service. So it was a confirmation to me, plus many other things. So the Lord wants you to understand this. And the Holy Ghost fell on them. And they were under the power of the Holy Ghost. And God was giving them peace and strength to pass their exams. Amen.
Amen.
And I mean, they were under there for hours. Amen. They had encounters with God. But when they all got done, there was no more worry or fear or pressure on them at all. So God can do that. The Holy Ghost can do that with you. So, or how many have pressure in business to pay bills and the pressures at home? Amen?
Amen.
Pressure is good because pressure makes you pray. How many pray harder when you're under pressure? Amen? Oh God, pay the rent, Lord, pay the rent. Amen? You see, that's what I'm talking about. We need pressure. Don't avoid it. And if you don't have enough pressure, God will put Holy Ghost responsibility on you.
Hallelujah.
Which comes from heaven, which comes from above. It's not something you borrowed, it's something that's been birthed in you.
Amen.
So we need that. We need that. We need to be broken open. We need to be gathered by God. And we need to be put together, assembled together under the divine instruction of His, of what He has ordered, and allow the Holy Ghost to work in us. Allow this fire of the Holy Ghost to do His work. Amen?
Amen.
And He's stirring up that pot. But, you know, this pot, when it's all said and done, now the anointing is going to come out of this pot. What comes out of this pot is most holy, anointed. How many want the anointing to come out of you? Amen?
Amen.
See, so it all went in natural. But it comes out anointed. You see that? It all comes in natural. It all was gathered and put into the pot with all natural ingredients, but it came out most holy and anointed of God. When Jesus laid His hand on the cross and it was nailed to the cross and the blood flowed out of the cross, every time you see the blood on the cross or the blood on Christ, there's a divine benefit, a supernatural, most holy benefit that He won for us. Amen?
Amen?
So, He laid His hand on the cross. Amen?
Amen?
But we lay hands on the sick and they recover. Can you see that? And there's a most holy anointing that's supposed to flow when you lay hands on the sick and they recover. There is an anointing in His name to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick, to speak in new tongues. That's most holy anointing. But He wants that anointing to come out of us and to flow out of us to one another and to the body by the gifts of the Holy Ghost and by the Word of God and by the life that we live, the destiny that He has given us. So it comes out, it goes in natural, but comes out anointed. Amen? It goes in natural and comes out anointed. See? And you can't get that in university. And I'm not shooting down university. You can't get that any other way but submitting to the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. Just so you know what's going on in your life. Because when the glory of God comes, if you've really been in the pot, if you've really been cooked by God, amen, and been when the glory of God comes upon you and people start getting healed and delivered and set free, and you're the generation that He's going to come upon, amen, with His glory and His power, you have better been able to say, when you were in the pot, I'm dead. I'm not taking any glory for this.
Glory,
amen?
Amen.
I'm not taking any glory for this anointing that's coming out of me. You still with me?
Yes.
You getting a hold of it?
Yes.
All right, some of you are yawning at me. It's okay. Okay, so now Everything in the tabernacle had to be anointed with the anointing oil and had to be purged with the blood. Everything and everyone involved in it. Amen? Everything and everyone. The Bible tells us that we've been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. The Bible tells us that we've been filled with the Holy Ghost. And we have that combination of the blood and the oil working in us and working through us for His glory. For His will to be done in our lives. Okay? When you say yes to the anointing oil, you're saying, I want to be transformed. You see what I mean? You're saying, I want to be transformed. So, many people know the whole Bible. They know the Bible very well. Many people in the church today have lots and lots of information and lots of teaching, especially the Western church. We've got great teachers and preachers of the Word of God, but it's never transformed them. They still live the way they lived when they got saved 30 years ago. See what I mean? The cross hasn't been in their life. They haven't gone, yielded to this process and let God do that work in him. That work in them so that they live a transformed life. And not by your own power, but by the power of His resurrection. Amen? Amen? So the last time I preached to you, a week ago or 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I went home and I had a dream. Okay? So, now I'm teaching about the old man and the new man. Amen?
Amen.
And how many have tried to kill the old man? You can't kill him. He's already crucified. Amen? And we're free from the law of sin and death. But I had a dream, and in the dream I had a gun, and somebody was shooting at me. And I had a gun, and I started shooting back, you know, really hard, and I shot the whole clip. And I hit him, but he wouldn't die. Amen? What's the Holy Ghost saying to me? You can't crucify or kill the old man from your good self. Amen? You can't crucify the old man from self. The old man is already crucified. Amen?
Amen.
So we understand that. So it didn't matter how many times in that dream that I shot that old man. But the Lord was saying, you're trying to crucify the old man from the power of self. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
He's already crucified. So when you see these ingredients of the anointing oil, they've been put into this pot. This pot is where you're being transformed. This pot is the apothecary's pot. And it's Bezalel, the man, the craftsman, that's going to look into that pot. He's going to lift that lid and say, ah, I see Jesus. Amen? I see Jesus in that pot. All those ingredients were mixed together under the wisdom of God and brought together. And then we see, he looks into the pot. He says, there, that now it's ready to be used by God, to be used by the Holy Ghost, to be anointed by the Holy Ghost and used by God. So then all the ingredients went in natural, but they came out anointed and Holy Ghost anointed. And God applied that anointing to every piece of furniture in the tabernacle and to the Levitical priesthood and to kings and prophets. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when that anointing oil came on them, the kings were supposed to do that which was right in the sight of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But if you read through the Bible, you'll see the kings that said, I'm going to do what is right in the sight of God. And those that said they weren't, they fought the Holy Ghost. They continued to do evil as their fathers did, or else they made the choice under that anointing. That anointing comes upon them, and they choose to do that which is right in the sight of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's like we're preaching and we're talking about when God's Holy Ghost has done His work in you, you learn to do what is right in the sight of God. Even if it costs you your honor. Even if it costs you persecution or afflictions or attack. When you preach a message from God and if you get attacked, God is humbling you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to retaliate and attack back. He doesn't want us to be offended. He doesn't want us to fight back and get on the internet and slay everybody with our words. And that old man begins to speak out of you. And that new man is saying, stop, stop, stop. The inward man is saying, no. The outward man is saying, I want revenge. You have got to get in the pot and stay in the pot and stay in the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? That's why I'm trying to get that through to you. Amen. So you get in a circumstance, in a situation, and you know, and a lot of people come say, Brother Kim, come and pray for me. Pray for me, Brother Kim. You know, they're seeking a man. What a mistake. And they come and they, like the Syrian that had leprosy, he traveled all the way down Syria to find the prophet Elias. And Elias, he was looking for the man. He said, that man's going to lay his hand on me and that leprosy is going to come off me. But he said, go to Jordan. Amen. And a lot of counseling, you should go to the pot. Amen. You save a lot of time. You should send them to Jordan. Send them to the cross. Send them to the Word of God. And say, no, no, you're looking for something from me. Maybe I haven't experienced that similar, but you need to experience it being cooked in the pot. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How do you know someone has been cooked in the pot? Amen. I thought you'd never ask. Amen. So the Bible says the rod has budded, or the branch in the springtime has budded, and a blossom has appeared. And then right behind the blossom is the fruit. But the blossom is a short season where vanity and pride come into your ministry. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many have ever had vanity and pride come into their ministry? Amen. I used to think I was so anointed nobody could touch me. Is that pride?
Yes.
Is that spiritual pride? Or I knew so much about the Word of God that, you know, I was never wrong. I've been wrong lots of times. But what I'm getting at, when the blossom falls off, when the cross has done his work and the blossom falls off, then you will reproduce Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You will reproduce Christ when you allow him to birth in you and you stop borrowing from everybody else. Amen. Let him birth. Let the Spirit of God work in you deep and birth in you. Alpha and Omega is talking, amen?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is talking to you. Let it be birthed in you. Let him take you down into the death and raise you up into resurrection over and over and over again until you live a resurrected life, until you flow in an anointing that destroys every yoke, not just a few. Can you say amen? It's worth it to get cooked in the pot. It's worth it to get under the cross and let God do that work and keep that old man under so the new man can grow and be strong in you. Amen.
Amen.
That's resurrected life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the life I want. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not like our brother's a great teacher. I'm just letting you have it the way God gave it to me. Amen. So you see this happening. How many, if I said to you, if I had an oil here, I would anoint you with oil. How many would say, I submit to the pot? I will submit to being cooked by Bezaleel, the master craftsman, the Holy Ghost. I'll let the Holy Ghost do that work in me until what comes out of me is holy and anointed. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So let me get in the pot till selfishness and everything of the old man and that scum of selfishness is boiled off and boiled over and is mixed together and it comes together as a holy anointing oil. That's what we want, a holy life, a holy anointing to destroy the work of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
How God in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
I want that anointing.
Amen.
I don't want something man-made or manufactured. I want the real thing. And you'll have to go to the cross. You'll have to go to the Word of God. You'll have to obey the Spirit of God.
Glory.
In Scotland, you know our yield signs, we have stop signs here, right? Amen. But we also have yield signs that says yield on it. But in Scotland, it doesn't say yield. It says give way. Give way. Doesn't say yield. It says, give way. So I encourage you today, give way to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Give way to the cross.
Amen.
If I said, how many would like to carry the Ark of the Covenant? All your hands would go up. But if I say to you, how many would like to carry the cross? You'd all fight me. I would fight you too. My flesh doesn't want the cross. But the cross and the Ark of the Covenant are the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You understand what I'm getting at? If I take up the cross, I'm taking up the victory of Christ. Every day I take up the cross. Deny myself. Let that old flesh get behind me and walk in the Spirit, walk in the light, walk in the newness of God, walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, walk in the power of His resurrection, walk in His Word, walk in love. And you know what? You'll be a sweet aroma to God. You'll be a sweet aroma to God. I'm preaching now. I don't teaching, I slow down a little bit, but I like just preaching. You understand what I'm getting at? How many, if I had anointing oil here and I anointed you, you would understand now. No, he's talking about being transformed by God's Spirit. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We're not talking about anointing and falling down on the ground and that's wonderful if the power of God's on you, but a lot of people fall down and they get up the same way, amen?
Yes.
Amen? How many got touched the last time we were here? Got healed or got delivered, got a prophetic word, got something and it changed you, amen? It's supposed to change us.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Have I gone on too long now?
No, sir.
All right. So, I want this. See, now, in a marriage, it's a little different. Amen? Because your wife sees all your flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And your husband sees all your flesh in you. So when I was born again and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and she was born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, God gave us a destiny, and that destiny is like, this is her and this is me, it's supposed to dovetail together. We're supposed to be one in the Spirit, amen? Do you understand that? But it wasn't. It was like this. Because her flesh and my flesh didn't like it. Do you understand? You know, we got married, and whenever you get married in Canada, they put on the back of the truck or the car, just married. Amen? But if you go back about 6 months, just barely married. Amen? Unless God's in it. Amen? So we had a lot of conflict there. I had to get in the pot. And you know, I'm praying and saying, Lord, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, according to your word, Shambhalalama Koryanda, put my wife in the pot. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
How many have ever prayed that prayer? Yeah, I see all those hands. Or else you'll pray, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we're not getting along. We're having my wife would pray, put Kim in the pot. But what they're really saying is, get rid of the flesh. You understand that? You understand what I'm getting at there?
Yes.
How many would say yes if you're married here and you know, you'll just say, yeah, we had to go through that, amen? Or how many have ever prayed this way, Heavenly Father, put the four Phillips in the pot, or the Daniels, or whoever else is in the body of Christ. We want everybody else to go in that pot, but we don't want to go in that pot. Amen? We want to stir it. We want to be the guy cooking them. That's the Holy Ghost job. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So when I did this, when I prayed like that, and you know, God began to work on me. I'm praying for my wife, and He's working on me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So what I had to do, I went to John 13, and the Lord told me to take the foot basin and wash your wife's feet. I'll teach her a good lesson. Amen. I'll humble her. She's going to really learn now who's the boss. But I just obey the Holy Spirit. So I just took the foot basin. Just humbled myself. At her feet. Just started to weep. I couldn't stop weeping. I'm not weeping. The Lord's weeping in me right now. Just take her by the feet and let, didn't need no water. Just started to pour out, forgive me for my flesh. Forgive me for my failing you as a Christian husband, failing you as a brother in the Lord. Forgive me for all the wounds and the words and the things I said in my flesh to hurt you. Forgive me for trying to change you when God wanted to transform you. Is that too real? You know, if you're just married, buy a foot basin. want you to know that's the only place you can touch the humility of Christ is at the foot basin with the Holy Ghost. If you've really been led by the Holy Ghost to that foot basin, soon as you touch that water, your heart will break. You'll be broken open. I'm broken open before you right now by the Holy Ghost. He wants you broken open the same way to come out of unselfish life into a life of serving one another, loving one another. You're getting all this wonderful word from our brother from Nigeria and from other different ministries. It's going to break you open. It's going to put you down before it lifts you up. It's going to humble you. God wants to break you open. There's great persecution coming into Canada. And we're not ready. We're not ready. And you know what's going to really... You know why this is... How this represents unity? Do you want me to tell you how this represents unity? Remember we read Psalms 133? Read it again and I'll just go a little longer and I'll let you go. Lots of times I'm bold, but lots of times I'm broken open by God. I don't hold nothing back. I let him have one.
Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
See, you don't know, but this has happened to us since I've been here with you. Amen. Remember the first time I came when I met Kemi and Taiwo? And I met them on the airplane. I was praying over the airplane, the blood of Jesus. And she heard that and she turned around. And then she said, oh, you said the blood of Jesus. I said, yes, since I'm a minister. And they flew to Regina. And I got on an airplane from Fort St. John, British Columbia, where I was preaching. And I was on that airplane with them. And then they came to Regina and they were supposed to fly to the conference, last year's conference. Amen? But what happened was that they didn't go to the conference. They got... delayed, their plane got delayed in Regina, and so my wife and I took them home. And I want to make a note here, I would never drive them alone home to my house. I would never be in a vehicle with a woman alone. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That the appearance of evil be not, you know, be because it appears evil, you know what I mean? The world is watching. So I would never even talk to a woman on the phone unless I had my wife with me and all this stuff. I know about how subtle the enemy is to try to trap his ministers into immorality. So anyway, we brought them home and we blessed them and we sent them to the conference. The next day they continued on to the conference. And then I came and then we preached to you. So I'm talking about unity here. Unity by sufferings. So when my wife got sick last January, very sick, all to the point of death, she just went into the hospital for a little checkup and they put her on antibiotics for a month. It was the love of the supply of the Spirit of God. Like when you heard that report, how many prayed? Amen? How many prayed? And then see the Spirit of God prayed and interceded. And I was meditating on that the other day. And the Lord said, I have interceded for you. And the Lord said that to my heart. When I was thinking about how he did all this, because she was almost dying. And they said if it could go to a flesh-eating disease, and they could amputate her leg, and they could do all of this stuff could happen to her. That's what the doctors were saying. And I heard their report, but I wanted to believe another report. Amen? And the report that came to me in the midst of that crisis was, God has given us the victory through Jesus Christ. Amen? Nigeria prayed for us. Nigeria prayed for us. People all over the world were praying for her and interceding for her. But the Lord had prayed for us all to intercede together, to work together. Amen? And so we had enough of the maturity of Christ to intercede and pray for our sister, my wife. Amen? Amen. That's the unity of the Spirit of God working amongst us. See, when you weep, when others are weeping, you've been in the pot. Amen? When you pray, when others need prayer, and you're broken by the Holy Ghost in that prayer, you've been in the pot. You've been transformed in the pot. Now you're a perfume to God. You understand? As you guys pray and all that, when we were weak, you were strong. Your supply of the Spirit enabled us to go through that and God to take us through that. and change the outcome. See that? That's all of us working together. All of us working together. In the unity of the Spirit. That anointing oil brings unity through the sufferings of Christ that you suffered in the body of Christ. When one is persecuted, we're all persecuted. Yes, when one is weeping, we're all weeping. Yes. When all rejoices, when one rejoices, we all rejoice. Amen?
Amen.
See? We had to go through that fire. And God was saying, you know, he was, like I said before, here's a piece of silver. His name is Kim. Here's a piece of silver. Her name is Judy. Let's put Judy and Kim into the refining pot and see how they come out. That's what happened. Amen?
Amen.
And God turned the heat up. Death was knocking on our door. Sickness was knocking. They used the most powerful antibiotics they could get in Canada, and they put it through her system for a month. Well, why didn't the Lord come and heal? Because he was taking us through that. So we learn how to have joy in suffering. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we can rejoice together. So we learn how to be overcomers through the power of his resurrection. Not through the power of self, but through the power of the Holy Ghost. And the word of God came in the midst of that circumstance and rescued me.
Amen.
Rescued her.
Hallelujah.
How many know when you're being rescued, it's because of resurrection power?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not being rescued by money. I'm not being rescued by anything else. I'm being rescued by the one who rescued a Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace. He came and rescued us from the death door. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's the rescue I want.
Hallelujah.
I don't want man-made anything. How many have rescued anyone? How many of you been rescued? Been rescued by God? Or a loved one's been rescued by God? When you prayed and the power of his resurrection has rescued you, not man. Not the power of your intelligence, but the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? You can get this little study here. It's only $50 a piece. No, it's not. It's free. I'm just teasing you. It's free. I got 24 of them. And if you want to, just it's only to whet your appetite. And then you can begin to understand how God is working in you. Because if you don't know how God is working in you, you'll give up when the testing comes. You'll quit. You'll give up. When God begins to deal with you, instead of realizing, oh, this is normal to go through this. It's normal to be transformed by the power of his resurrection. That I might know him in the fellowship of his sufferings and the power of his resurrection. The power of his knowing him in his sufferings is knowing him in the sufferings of Christ. His death, his sufferings, his death, his burial. And knowing him in the fellowship of the power of his resurrection is knowing him in his ascension and his resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
So it's, how many know it's not all a bed of roses when we're serving the Lord? There are trials and tests. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If I don't preach there's trials and tests and suffering, I'm a false preacher. It's not all rosy. It's not all rosy.
Yes,
but
sir.
You can overcome.
Hallelujah.
With Christ. Amen.
Yes.
You cannot overcome with your own power.
Yes.
With the power of the soul, the power of the flesh. You cannot overcome with that. You must overcome with what God gives you in the midst of that trial. Give you that word. That's why we're putting the word in you. I have hid the word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Amen. Why have I hid the word in my heart? Because when the enemy is surrounding me, he can't get to my heart. Amen. The word's going to come out of my mouth there. Christ is going to stand up in me. And Christ is going to declare and decree through me, through this mouth, the victory that he intends to rescue me with. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I get a little worked up, but it's all right. Amen?
Amen.
But either I'm very bold or else I'm very broken. God has broken our marriage many times. Like I said, I'll say it one more time. What did Jesus do with the bread? I can't hear you.
He broke it.
Where did he break it?
In his hands.
And then who did he lift it up to?
Power.
And then what happened?
He blessed
us. It multiplied. Amen? So Jesus, our great high priest, our mediator, our great advocate, our great apostle of the faith, he has taken each one of you and presented you to the Father and broke you in his hands. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What for? That he might multiply you. Not you, but Christ in you. That you might feed the multitudes. by the resurrection Christ in you. You don't want Kim Page, believe me. You don't want him. You want Christ in Kim Page. I want Christ in Samuel. I want Christ in Tulu. I want Christ in the brother, in Philip, and the Daniels, and Emmanuel. I want Christ to come out of you, amen? How many get jealous when someone else gets anointed? I see all those hands, amen? But when you've been in the pot, you rejoice when there's anointing. Amen? You rejoice when someone comes and preaches the word that's transformed. Receive with meekness. She read the scripture. That the word, that the engrafted word, the word that's been joined into you. You have to cut the tree and stick a branch in there. That's the engrafted word. Amen? The engrafted word, rejoice and praise God, because you're going to need that word with the persecution and the attacks of the enemy that are coming. Amen? In Canada. Amen? The homosexual agenda and the Islamic agenda are coming to the forefront, and they're changing laws, and they're going to attack Christians. Amen? But remember I told you the first time I came, the scripture that God gave me out of 1 Chronicles, where they took the Ark of the Covenant out of the tabernacle and they took it into the Temple of Solomon. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They took not only the Ark of the Covenant out of the old, amen? Out of the old tabernacle and all the holy vessels, and they took it into the Solomon's brand new temple that was greater and bigger. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God is about to take His glory. And what happened there was the glory of God manifested in Solomon's temple, and the glory of God appeared in Solomon's temple. They carried the ark over there, they put it in the holy place, the holy of holies, and the glory of God appeared. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are the temple that God is going to manifest His glory in now.
Amen.
You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And you know something? It's this generation, even the generation of those twins, and even the generation of my granddaughter, that's going to carry the glory of God.
Amen.
You are marked for the glory of God.
Amen.
When I first came to you, when God first sent me to you, how many know God sent me to you? Amen? He came, sent me to you. He said, these are marked for the glory of God. Like I said, in the anointing oil, there's 250 measures of cinnamon. You are the cinnamon in the five ingredients of the anointing oil. You are the cinnamon. Amen? And God, there is no anointing oil without cinnamon. If you take the cinnamon out, it's no good. Cinnamon is brown. Have a look at your arm. Amen?
Amen.
You got to get this. You are the anointing oil. You are the cinnamon. You're the ingredient. You're the missing ingredient. Amen? And God wants to anoint you with His glory and His power as long as that old self and selfish scum is boiled off in this pot and the self doesn't rise up and take the glory. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know what I'm getting at? I'm speaking allegorically. You are the cinnamon, and there is no anointing in the end time without the cinnamon, which represents all the tribes and all the people of the earth that aren't white. Amen? Cinnamon is brown. Jesus wasn't white, okay? I'm talking about it represents the Gentiles and everybody else in an allegorically speaking, amen? If I remove the cinnamon, if I remove the native people, if I remove the African people, if I remove those tribes, then there'll be no anointing. We need each other. We need that anointing. You understand?
Amen.
Cinnamon means holiness. I want holy cinnamon. Are you with me still?
Yes.
If I remove the myrrh, there's no anointing. If I take any, if I change the measurements, it's a breach against the covenant. Amen. We're not, you know what I'm getting at here. You understand what I preached to you today?
Yes, sir.
How many got a hold of it? Okay, so I'll leave it there. So if I had a bottle of anointing oil right now, and I said I'm going to anoint every one of you and pray for you, you understand, you're saying, I want God to transform me in this pot. Amen?
Amen.
I want to grow and be transformed. Okay, let's just pray a little bit together here. We'll see what else the Holy Ghost wants to do. And you can get this, and all the scriptures are in here. I don't mean to be, to say things without the backing of the Word of God, but all the scriptures are in here, I've got 24 of them, so you're more than welcome to them. It'll help you understand.
Amen, 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 amen.
Just for a minute, just put your mind on what we've been preaching and teaching here, and understand that Holy Ghost, that's what I want, Holy. I want the Holy Ghost to do that transformation in my life. Amen? You got a song that's appropriate? Yeah. Let's just take a minute here now. Just wait on the Holy Ghost. Because I know He wants you to have this message. I know He sent me to you to minister this message. I know He wants to... You have to give way to the Holy Ghost and let Him do this work in you right now. Just sing a song softly. I just want you to focus on the Holy Ghost right now and on the anointing oil. What ingredient are you, and how we have to be blended in together. Come into that unity of the Spirit. Go ahead and sing a song. Go ahead and sing. My wife and I will lay hands on, and everything I've been through, you're going to go through, and you're going to gain Christ. Amen. What's the sense of going through it all if we don't gain Christ? Amen. We're going to get more of Jesus. So my wife and I will just lay hands on you, and we'll pray for you. If you're ready for that work of the Spirit of God in your marriage or in your ministry or in your life, if you're satisfied where you are, stay where you are. I don't need to pray for you. But if you're single or married, it doesn't matter. But I'll just lay hands on you. We'll pray the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you. We'll pray that the Spirit of God transform you. You're not coming for a feeling. You're coming for the work of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So is there anybody here this morning that would say, and don't come up just for any other reason, but I want that work. I want what he's talking about. I want that work in my marriage, in my life, in my ministry. I can't do it for you. We can preach it to you, but God's got to perform it in you and work it in you. Amen? Spirit. Father, if you're not ready to come, that's okay. But if you're ready and you want that word, come. You want this work, amen. You know what you're praying for. You want this work, amen. You want this work in you. Resurrection.